I as in chimp. It is. It is big. It is pink. It is pig. A tick trick for hippos. Fish pick the ticks off hippos' skin so that they don't twitch and shiver when they're swimming in the river. A as in bat. Bad back dad. Daddy has a bad back. Daddy has a pill. Daddy is a happy man, now he isn't ill. Cat in a flat. Cat lives in a flat. Rat lives in a crack in the flat. Cat catches rat. Rat smacks cat and dashes back to the crack. So, no snack for cat. E for elephant. The mad restaurant. French bread and chocolate spread, I said. One fresh egg and cress as well. The chef is deaf, you have to yell, a friend said. French bread and spread, I said again. One fresh egg and cress as well. Instead, he brings me 10. He trips and spills my drink and eggs and wets my dress and legs. He forgets the cress. I'm in a mess and very upset as well. I ring the bell to get the check and think, never, never again. A as in grape. The ape escapes. An ape awakes inside his cage and says, today's the day, without delay, that I escape. He breaks his chains, he breaks the gate, and then he runs away. Rain, he complains. But that's okay, I can't wait or I'll be late. The very same day, his ship sets sail, and he lands at a beautiful place. He celebrates this brilliant day with champagne and a plate of snails. His new friends ask him, what's your name?
I'm Ape and I am great, he says.
O for octopus. Bob the boss. The boss of the yacht was a man named Bob. He was rich and a bit of a snob.
I'm strong, never wrong, and I never get lost, was what he always said.
A sailor said, stop, when they sailed into fog, but Bob made the yacht sail on. It was a terrible shock when the yacht hit a rock and the beautiful boat was gone. The sailor was cross with his silly boss because they both had a long swim home. I as in smile. A knight on an island. A knight arrives on an island at night, and the tribe invites him to dine.
How nice, says the knight in the evening light. It's rice with a slice of lime.
A fortnight later, the knight decides it's time to say goodbye.
Thank you, guys, says the knight to the tribe. I've had an excellent time.
And so he sets sail on the morning tide, trying not to cry. As in nuts. Wanting stuff. Gus is in a huff because he's always wanting stuff.
I want some bubble gum, and I want a puzzle, and I want a fluffy puppy, and I want a...
Enough's enough, his mother said to her son. No, Bubba, I made the miss of that one. Right.
Enough's enough, said his mother to her son. Stop making such a fuss. Here, son, have some monkey nuts, and please, please, shut up.
E as in free. Cheese thieves. Lee sees the police.
While I'm sound asleep, they steal all my cheese and some of my peas. It's really a terrible feeling.
We need, said the chief, a trap for the thief. So jump in the jeep, we'll wait in your street and surprise them late in the evening.
They see from the jeep three geese and a sheep who sneak out of Lee's with a bag of cheese, and they arrest them when they are leaving. O as in mobile phone. Ode to a toad. There once were a vole and a toad who were travelling a lonely old road. Up jumped a troll who said to the vole, "Where do you think you're going?"
"The castle's old moat," said the vole, and they poked that big troll with a pole. He fell in the moat, and trolls don't float. So that was the end of the troll.
O as in shoe. A rude duke. Sir Luke the Duke was moody and rude, and also a bit of a foodie.
The miso soup, the sushi and fruit, some prunes and a strawberry smoothie. "And make it soon," he boomed from the room. "You know that I'm really choosy."
"Luke, don't be rude and chew all your food," said Mother. "And don't be so moody."
Poo in a shoe. "Who did a poo in the shoekeeper's shoe?" it said on the afternoon news.
"Too small for a moose," said Inspector Zeus, "and too huge for a kangaroo." "It's not true it's a goose, so, in my point of view, this is a toucan poo. You can tell by the smell of nuts and fruit, so with this clue, I accuse you. Arrest Mr. Toucan."
Awe for awesome. The Lord Shaun story. Lord Shaun was born in the north of Yorkshire, where he lived in an ancient old hall. He went on tours and fought in wars, and the hall was full of ornaments. Lord Shaun was tall, with a big square jaw. When he spoke, he roared. When he slept, he snored. And his breath was always awful. He ate raw pork and thousands of prawns with his fingers, not with a knife and fork. He fought in the wars with his terrible sword on a black and frightening horse. Shaun sailed abroad to the wars in Norway, but was caught in a terrible storm. Shaun and his horse were safe, of course. They swam all the way to Oporto. So, when they got to the shore, Lord Shaun swore,
"No more war, no more glory, it's boring. War isn't normal, war is gory."
And so began a whole new story. One morning, without warning, Shaun saw a girl fetching water, and she wore a Spanish shawl. Soon they were married with joy and laughter. They, the horse, and four gorgeous daughters, all lived happily ever after. Ear as in near. An eel and a seal. The fish round the pier lived in fear of Ian, a great big eel. One day a grey seal caught Ian the eel and enjoyed a tasty meal. The fish said, "Unreal! Now our lives are ideal. Thanks, Mr. Seal, and cheers!" Ah, as in far. Arthur and Marge. Arthur and Marge were security guards in a large safari park. They had a big car with metal bars and looked after zebras and giraffes. They called the vets when there were calves and locked the gates when it was dark. Under the stars, the wild dogs barked and the hyenas laughed and laughed. They loved their jobs with all their hearts, and they loved all the animals too. As in bird. Sir Bert and Lady Bertha. It was Thursday, August the 1st. A bird was perched on a branch and chirped, and a rich man swirled his brandy and burped, and said, "This drink is quite superb." His name was Sir Bert, and he was 30-something. He was the 3rd Earl of Woolworth, or somewhere. Sir Bertie was fat and always thirsty. His shirt and tie were always dirty, and his underwear always thermal. Despite a purse filled to bursting, Sir Bertie was quite absurd. His wife was Lady Bertha, and she was a lovely person. Bertha was a children's nurse for global worldwide concerns. She travelled the world helping boys and girls and fighting germs wherever they were in international emergencies. Lady Bertha loved her work, much more than she loved her Sir Bertie. Ow, as in cow. The lout. A lazy lout went to football grounds to shout at the opposite crowds in the stadiums. He lived in town in his mother's house and spent hours on the couch in the lounge. What a layabout. He was a grouch and very proud, but what about? Without doubt, he was a clown who got his mother down. One day the lout went out. He was never found, so his mother moved south and lived happily ever after. As in book. The cook and the pudding. "This looks good," said the cook, as he took a recipe book off the shelf in his local library. "Shush, shush," said the butcher, and the cook understood. "You shouldn't speak out loud in the library." So the cook pulled up his woolly hood, because the weather was not so good, and went home to make a pudding. Air, as in bear. When Claire is sad. When Claire despairs, she says her prayers and feels a little better. She sits on a chair, then does her hair and stares into the mirror. She decides to wear her flowery flares and meet her friends for dinner. Oi, as in toy. Our daughter. Our little daughter gets really annoyed if a boy takes one of her toys. Oi, give it back, you little brat. Go play with one of your own. Our daddy. Our daddy enjoys a night out with the boys, but next day he's really destroyed. Potatoes. You can bake them in foil, or bring them to boil, or fry them in a pan with some oil.